This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a meeting with members of the PM Economic Advisory Council. The Prime Minister and the EAC discussed various ideas and measures to further boost India's economic growth in times of global turmoil. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they deliberated on a wide range of issues relating to India's economic transformation and long-term development priorities. They also shared perspectives on adding more momentum to the reforms journey and ensuring ease of living as well as ease of doing business. The Economic Advisory Council is an independent body that gives advice to the Government of India, specifically to the Prime Minister, on economic and related issues. Besides the EAC members, two principal secretaries to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Sharma and Shaktikant Das, also attended the meeting. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and Nepal collaborate closely to maintain security along their long and uniquely open border, and the two countries have always stood by each other in times of need. In his opening remarks during a meeting with his Nepalese counterpart Shishir Khanal last evening in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, India and Nepal share a very special relationship, one that is built on a strong foundation of vibrant people-to-people ties, cross-border connectivity and shared cultural and religious traditions. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has refuted the claims circulating on social media and messaging platforms regarding an alleged leak, advance access or sale of the NEET UG 2026 re-examination question paper. In a social media post yesterday, the agency said that such content is the work of organized cheating rackets that prey on the anxiety of students and their families. The agency asserted that the integrity of the examination process remains fully intact and that all necessary safeguards are in place to ensure a fair and secure examination for candidates. NTA said it is actively identifying and reporting the offending channels, accounts and content to the concerned platforms and to cybercrime authorities for immediate takedown and action. The agency has advised candidates and parents not to engage with, pay or forward any such message and not to fall prey to the fraudulent solicitations. Jan Sena Party nominee Lingmaneni Ramesh yesterday filed his nomination for the Rajya Sabha elections at the Andhra Pradesh Assembly Complex in Amravati. Mr. Ramesh submitted his nomination papers to returning officer R. Vanita Rani in the presence of leaders of the ruling NDA alliance who signed the papers as proposers. He filed one set of nomination papers. Russian authorities said Ukraine has launched an unprecedented attack on and around St. Petersburg as the city hosts the final day of Russia's annual economic forum. Governor Alexander Drozdenko said more than 140 drones were shot down over the surrounding Leningrad region. Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky said his country's drones had covered a distance of 1,000 kilometers to the St. Petersburg region, targeting the enemy navy's arsenals and a base in Kronstadt. He is expected to visit the UK today for talks with some Ukraine's staunchest European allies, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and French President Emmanuel Macron. An Israeli strike killed at least 7 Palestinians, including 2 women, in Gaza yesterday, health officials said, as mediators restarted talks in Cairo with Hamas and other factions over safeguarding a strained ceasefire agreement. A ceasefire brokered by US President Donald Trump has failed to halt Israeli attacks and left Israel in control of more than half of the enclave. And Lebanon has officially inaugurated its second international airport, a major infrastructure milestone that is expected to begin serving passengers within the coming weeks. Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam arrived at the newly designated René Mouawad Airport to lead the opening ceremony. The airport is named after René Mouawad. Lebanon's president-elect was assassinated in Beirut. And that is the end of this news bulletin.